Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Vic Raghupathy, and here's what's happening. A train conductor is killed and at least 20 passengers injured when a River Line train hits a tree on the tracks. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty from Burlington County.
We're in Mansfield Township, just a little bit away from the scene. This happened in a wooded area on the River Line tracks in between the Roebling and Trenton stations. So it was a bit of a remote area where this happened. Now, it was around 6 o'clock when the train hit this tree on the tracks. Chopper footage from above showed quite a violent crash with debris all over the place, and it was a challenging rescue operation because the first responders had to get through an access road and through that wooded area to get people out back onto the main road so they can get them to the hospital to get treatment. Governor Murphy confirming that the train operator was the one who was killed in that crash. We don't have much other information other than the 20 people or so who were hurt. We don't know the extent of those injuries, how serious they were, but given what the scene looked like, it's not great, and it's going to take quite a while to clean that area up on the tracks.
River Line service suspended between Trenton and Florence. Well, it started as a traffic violation and ended with a murder suspect in custody. That's what police say of a chaotic scene in Juniata Park late last night. It happened at Castor and Luzerne. Officers say they ran the plate of a blue pickup truck and found it was wanted in connection with a homicide in Maryland earlier in the weekend. But the driver took off and hit several parked cars along the way. A police cruiser was also damaged. Here's Inspector D.F. Pace.
There were no injuries to any innocent civilians or police officers. The only injuries were to the suspect and the other person in the passenger seat of that truck.
They were taken to the hospital under police guard. Investigators say the driver, a murder suspect, will be extradited to Maryland. A man who was wounded in a double shooting tried to drive himself to the hospital and got into a crash with two other cars in Frankfurt. Several people were hurt in the crash. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story from police headquarters.
It started before 11:30 at night on Dittman Street, blocks away from Torresdale Avenue in Wissanoming. Police say a 32-year-old man was shot in the chest and a 25-year-old woman was hit in the leg. Police Inspector D.F. Pace says they're trying to figure out what happened and who exactly pulled the trigger.
No weapons have been found, and that is one of the things that we're looking at. We're not able to find any shell casings.
Was there something going on between the two who were shot that led to the violence? Did someone else come by? Police are looking into all that. Now, after the shooting, police say the wounded man drove off in a silver Mercedes. Then about a mile away at Bridge Street in Torresdale in Frankfurt, police say he got into a crash with two other cars that had three people in each. Police say everyone at the crash scene was taken to the hospital. Some were stable, and the rest, including the man who was shot, were critical. While there are questions about the shooting, police say some people witnessed the crash and it was captured on camera. At police headquarters, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The 538 polling average shows the U.S. Senate race in Pennsylvania as narrow as it's been in this campaign season. The analysis gives the incumbent Democrat Bob Casey a 4.7 percentage point advantage over his Republican challenger Dave McCormick. Both candidates were in Philadelphia over the weekend.
We're in Marconi Plaza in South Philadelphia, right in front of a very famous statue of Christopher Columbus.
McCormick stopped at the Columbus Day Festival in South Philly. In a post on social media, he said, quote, "We must preserve Italian-American history." The Columbus statue there has been a flashpoint in the battle over the explorer's legacy as an emblem of Italian heritage versus what former Mayor Kenney called Columbus's much more infamous history of enslavement and violence. Meanwhile, Senator Casey was in Overbrook yesterday.
This is an election fundamentally about rights, about women's rights, workers' rights, and voting rights.
He appeared alongside the Abbott Elementary star Cheryl Lee Ralph. The event was part of the Harris campaign's Souls to the Polls initiative, which encourages black voters to vote. The Eagles improved their record with yesterday's 20-16 win over the Browns, but Dave Uram says they also have things to improve from that performance.
Another slow start for the offense, another first quarter without any points. Head coach Nick Sirianni admitting the Eagles didn't play at a championship level, but he was also happy to get the win and happy with their defense. Sirianni giving this reaction to multiple questions about starting slow on offense yet again.
Like, guys, we're going to figure it out. We're going to fix it. We've known how to score in the past. Like, we get it. You guys have a job to do, and you're going to fixate on one thing, and you're going to be like, oh, they haven't started fast, or they haven't turned the ball over. Like, we got it. Like, we're going to do everything we can do to fix it. Like, and I don't want that to be in their heads. That's why I'm basically telling you guys, all right, we got it. We'll figure it out.
Captains Jalen Hurts and Brandon Graham expressing how they want Sirianni to be his animated and energetic, authentic self. Dave Uram, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm Vic Raghupathy. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.